Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I am joined by my much older co-host.
Oh, wow. Now we got a... Oh, older? That's fine. Yeah, okay. That's right. That's why I'm still getting carded when I go into the club or the bar. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And as always, we encourage you, if you don't want to call in, feel free to hit us up on the Facebook page, Facebook group page. We want to hear from you, questions, comments, concerns, or you can email us, especially email us. Smooth Drama.
Yeah, because I'll never see the email, so.
Yeah.
Okay,
they go to your email, but you never see them. Anyway.
Yeah, I never see them.
Drama at smoothdrama.com. Hit us up there. You just look
smooth
up.
Smooth set up the email, but okay.
Yeah, and your email address is on there connected too, so stop it.
Yeah, anyway.
Stop. Yeah.
This is what happens when you have to step away from the show for a couple of weeks and you get punished. You don't get to see pictures, you don't get to see all the good stuff. You get blocked. But it's okay. What's going on, folks? How's everybody out there in smooth drama world?
Yeah, so first and foremost, I think cuz you said pictures. So I think we have to go back to this. Mr. J, ladies, in particular, is looking to make the smooth drama calendar. And why do we want to make a smooth drama calendar, Mr. J?
Well, because it's necessary. It's very necessary. We need to see. I would like to see, and I would like for our listeners, especially our male listeners, to see all the beautiful women out there that listen to our show and that follow us on the Facebook page. Yeah. That sounded good, didn't it?
That sounded really, really good.
Didn't even have to rehearse that one.
Looking for the fellas, looking out for the fellas. That is man.
Ladies, we got one. We working on one for you too, but it's just taking a little bit longer because some of the dudes that want to do this, I don't think y'all want to see. So
Yeah, and that's where I'm gonna set up a separate email that is. Exclusively goes
that goes
to
directly
you.
To Smooth. Y'all can send those pictures directly to Smooth.
Yeah.
I'll take care of the ladies. He'll take care of the fellas.
No. Anyway, because the website will be shut down before that happens.
Well. What's wrong, man? Come on. Now we're doing the show. Let's be serious for a moment. Come on.
I know. We're doing the show. All right. So.
Oh, wait, before we go any further. So what's the latest on this this contest we were having? The Pokemon.
Well, I was about
not
to
that
start.
I really care about an update, but
Yeah. We have had no one who has said that they have found. Oh, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, the contest is who can find the Pokemon in Mr. J's ball sack. So, if you can, one, locate Mr. J, and two, find the Pokemon that are inside his ball sack, and you can take a picture of them, you get to win a free trip to go with us to the Bahamas. Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of you would just like to bypass that, find out the dates that we're going, and just get your own ticket and come on down there and hang with us. But for those of you freaky ones that really, really, really want to try to find me and take a picture of my ball sack or whatever it is that he created on this contest, you're more than welcome. Have at it. Have at it.
Yeah. And speaking of the Pokemon,
is that what you call it now? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pokemon. That's what they're called. Orthodox Christian radio reverend Rick Wiles has said that the Pokemon Go is actually cyber demons. And because of all of the places of worship that have been destinations for Pokemon, he's saying Satan is sending cyber demons, and it's a magnet for demonic powers.
You know, this is probably one of the very few times I really don't have a comment to make, because this whole phenomena is just so asinine that I refuse to actually respond to this. But I will say this.
What would you say?
It's kind of contradicting, but
victory. Yeah.
If I had invested, meaning, you know, if I had bought stock in Nintendo right now, I'd be sitting back watching my stock rise, because the only ones that are really having fun with this are the creators, of, you know, behind Nintendo. Because it's their, you know, it's their game. And I overheard some, you know, people who are into Pokemon and all these games, you know, say that this is just a, you know, a precursor for what's to come. Basically, we already know that they're bringing back Pokemon, but in a different version. It's going to be like a live-action version. So all these fools out here, you know, crashing cars, getting hit by cars, you know, falling off their bike or falling down steps, chasing after a Pokemon. Yeah, okay.
Pokemon. Say
whatever. Pokemon. Whatever. Pokemon. Whatever. That's all I got to say.
That's all you got.
That's all I got. I mean, obviously we could go with the spin on it, like it's just been a big distraction for what's going on in the real world for those of us who live in it. You know. Another distraction.
Yeah,
but
it's a
huge
distraction.
But
yeah,
you know, like I said, I'm gonna let that go because I really don't have much to say about it.
Yeah, you really did say nothing about it, but you did a whole lot.
Yeah, you know, that's my new thing. I'm not going to say much, but I'm gonna say a whole lot of nothing.
Well, for the ladies out there, we got some good news for you. Speaking of cyber demons and demons, the notorious Nipple Man or Nipple Geezer.
There we go again with the Nipple Man. Go ahead.
He was caught. And if you don't know who the Nipple Man, a.k.a. Nipple Geezer, was, he would get on the train in Japan and he would play, he would stare at ladies and play with his nipples. And just stare at them and play with his nipples.
And once again, why are you the only one that finds this remotely entertaining?
Because it's funny. Because.
Okay. Okay.
There's a dude that you're sitting across from and he's staring at you and he starts rubbing his nipples. It's creepy as hell, but it's funny because it ain't happening to me.
Does the term sexual deviant come to mind when you think of Nipple Man? Because that's what I'm thinking, sexual deviant.
Yeah.
And why would ladies be happy, turned on, or whatever to hear this news that he's been caught? Because I think the other day you told me that the guy's over in Japan. So why are people in America even worried about it? Well, women in America.
Because you do understand that some things become trends. Like Pokemon came from where?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, yeah, there's probably some weirdos over here that were probably already doing this before, you know.
Follow my logic here for a second.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Pokemon comes from Japan. Nipple Man is in Japan. if he doesn't get caught and it catches on, you have dudes on the tram, subway train, on the BARTs of the world playing with their nipples staring at ladies.
Okay, now, but I mean, but okay, so wait a minute, hold up, follow my train of logic or my theory or whatever you want to call it.
Whatever.
Living close to the big city, you know, being born and raised in Jersey and spending many times, you know, many hours on trains, subways, I've seen this before Pokemon was even Pokemon. There's always been the weirdo guy that was on the train with the long raincoat on, sitting somewhere. He was either a flasher or he was one of these dudes that, you know, had both hands inside his coat, inside his pocket, you know, standing up in a crowded subway, stroking off, you know, or something like that. So what makes Pokemon or the Nipple Man so different? He ain't doing nothing else, you know. I'm not following.
Well, for one, I would never know about anybody stroking off because I never really pay attention to dudes in trench coats.
Well, I'm not saying I pay attention to dudes, but I'm saying if you grew up or have spent significant amount of time in the big city subway.
What is this in the big city shit? Like, you the only one been in the big city.
What I mean by a city that has either a subway or a light rail system. How about that? Because I know some people, meaning my co-host, get offended when I talk in certain terms because he thinks that I'm making stabs at him. But, you know, this segment is going nowhere, so go ahead.
Anyway, you know, all I'm saying is it sets a bad precedent. That was all I wanted to say. I'm going to move on.
You could have said that 12 minutes ago.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're gonna move on.
So what else
is
going on in the world? The smooth drama.
We move on to my favorite part, the dumbass of the week.
You've been working on that sound effect for a long time.
You know, you got to get that last burp in. Anyway, there's this Florida girl who goes to Leon High School. Because she got cut from the cheerleading team, she decides that she's going to threaten legal action against her school district if she is not placed on the varsity cheerleading team.
This is a white girl.
I don't think it matters.
I think it does. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know I'm racial. Go ahead.
Kaylin Berry, I'm racial too, but Kaylin Berry is her name. And she's like, you know, she believes that she should be on the team, even though she got cut, because she's a senior. And she's the only senior to have not made the varsity squad.
That's embarrassing, I guess.
Yeah, well, everybody says she sucked. And I'm like, what part of the game is it when folks get cut and they can't take it, just take your ass home? I mean, as a coach, I've cut many players. And it's been many times when a player would call the parent and like, I will talk to him. But unfortunately, my assistant coach stopped me from doing it because I would have been a little too harsh. But the point is, this is that punk shit.
Well, I mean, I have to, that situation just reminds me of the girl over in Texas who sued the University of Texas, you know, on an affirmative action stance, claiming that it was biased against, you know, I guess, you know, Caucasians.
Yeah.
She lost, but, it was a valiant effort. I give her points on effort. But in this case, with this young girl, I mean, was it so much that because she's a senior, or is she just really into cheering and, you know, how cheering and dance team and all that, all those type of competitions are the big thing now?
Hey.
Because, you know, she'll look back at this years later, and she'll be like, you know, yeah, she'll always remember she got cut from the squad, but, you know, at a certain point, what's her name, Kaylin or whatever?
Kaylin.
Bitch, let this shit go, okay? Yeah, you know, so what? All right, you didn't You didn't make your senior squad. So what? So what? But, I mean, now, on the flip side, if this meant she's not going to, you know, like there were some scholarships that she was looking at, okay, yeah, I can understand her being a little bit upset. But
you know,
did she ever look at it from the standpoint that maybe the other girls were just that much better than her?
Well, it's obvious that they were all better. And all the girls are like, if they place her on the team, we're all quitting. She can cheer by her damn self.
Well, yeah.
Shout out to Kaitlyn and Barry. Yeah. You are my MF of the week. Smooth drama.
Yeah. That wasn't one of your better dumbasses. I'm just letting you know. That was kind of weak. But okay.
Right.
You had better ones.
You don't think that's terrible? I'm suing because I don't make the cheerleading team, really?
Yeah, you've had some better ones in the past. I mean,
right.
I'm just saying. That one was kind of weak.
Okay.
That one was kind of weak. Well, you know, call listeners out there. Call in and give us your opinion on that one.
Anyway, I get you. We're going to go on break on that.
Okay.
Because you hating. This is KRS-One.
Now all of a sudden I'm hating. Okay.
You know you hating. Anyway.
Because I made a valid point. But okay, go ahead.
KRS-One and Bumpy Knuckles. Just you. Because really, in this argument, it's just you.
You the one that thought of the segment, but okay.
Trying to stay true. drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was KRS-One and Bumpy Knuckles. Just you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, hater of the week was real easy. We can debate it or we cannot, but I'll start off by just saying, fuck the WNBA. Why? Because they had the players who protested the killings this week, past week, shit, the past 8 years. They had the T-shirt, Black Lives Matter, and they were all fined $5,000 for breaking their, they say, we encourage our players to be outspoken, but there's a dress code that we have to maintain.
Now, see, that's a big old contradiction, because I can think of when Trayvon Martin, lost his life. Didn't LeBron and all of them post a picture with the whole Miami Heat team in hoodies?
Yeah,
I remember that. Yes. So
yeah,
and wait a minute, hold up. In the WNBA, it's part of the NBA.
Right.
I mean, they may have different commissioners, but don't be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. The NBA runs all that. They run all of that. That's their entity.
Yeah, they fund part of it, but the WNBA has its own president, vice president.
Right,
board.
But trust and believe, the NBA, Board of Governors, and the whole way it's set up, they may fund part of it, but they own, I'm telling you, they own that shit. I mean, I don't want to go back and forth on it, because that's not the issue. The point is, it's just basically a double standard and a contradiction.
Right.
Plain and simple.
Right.
I mean, but you went as far as already saying fuck the NBA, so I want to hear,
I said fuck the WNBA.
Oh, okay, well.
Because the NBA did not fine LeBron, because remember LeBron earlier this year?
That's my whole point. Yes, they did.
For the T-shirt, I can't breathe.
Breathe, right.
Right. Didn't get fined for that either. The WNBA decided they were fining three teams, the Indiana Fever, the New York Liberty,
and the Minneapolis,
and the Phoenix Mercury.
Well, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, $5,000 to the team, and each player was fined $500.
Well, like I said, contradiction and a double standard across the board, plain and simple.
Yeah, I agree.
There's nothing more than anybody want to call in and justify or, jump on the other side of this. Just remember, we live for this. We got hollow points just ready to be shot. So,
mine
aren't
hollow.
Call in. Huh?
Mine aren't hollow.
Oh, yeah, mine are hollow. I don't believe in all that wounding. If I'm going to shoot,
right.
I'm going to do some damage.
Armor piercing.
Well, hollow point armor piercing, they both do damage, though.
So. Okay. Well, we're talking damage. And speaking of damage and haters, by the way, everybody has seen the black therapist who was shot with his hands up.
Yeah.
With an autistic kid. I mean, watching the video, you couldn't get any more non-threatening than a man laying on his back with his hands up saying, "Hey, I have my hands up." This is an autistic kid with a plastic train or truck in his hands. I mean, it was real obvious. I mean, he's saying basically, "Please don't shoot me." And so what does the officer do?
He shoots
him. And he asked him, why did you shoot me? The officer says, I don't know.
The only good news out of that whole situation, the man is alive. He survived it. I'm not even going to say it's a flesh wound because it wasn't. It was worse than a flesh wound, but, he's alive. The city of Miami or North Miami, whatever, they immediately, within 24 hours after the incident, they already, they already notified his attorney that they're ready to settle out of court. Because they know. How can they fight that?
I mean, in the dude is a therapist, and once again, we're talking about another unarmed, non-criminal, non-threatening black man. You couldn't get
shot by who? A white man.
A white man. No epidemic, though. No epidemic at all.
It doesn't become the police shooting, taking the lives of black men and a few black women. There have been a few of those too. The police killing us, it's not an epidemic. But the two unfortunate situations where some officers have lost their lives, it's going to become an epidemic.
Oh, hold on. We can even go further. Remember, your president, because I didn't vote for his ass, your president came off his trip early to talk about it. And remember last week. The police shootings in Baton Rouge is the work of cowards who speak for no one. And him talking about how we got your backs, cops. And I'm sitting up here like, wait a minute. You saw the video of the man laying with his hands up. Are you going to call those cops cowards who don't speak for the rest of the police force? See, I'm saying, I'm tired of him because he has clearly come down on their side because he said it again and again. We will not tolerate this.
I'm not leaving on. I mean, it's like this. This is the way I see it. You got to remember one thing. I'm saying he's black. He's not the president of the United States of black folk. Okay, he's the president of the United States. Now, whether you voted for him or did not vote for him, like him, or can't stand him, also got to remember there's something called protocol. Even if he didn't want to say what he's been saying or coming out and saying what we see him say on TV, it's protocol. I don't care if it was another president. If it had been a Republican president or just a white president, they would have probably, threw a parade for these officers or whatever. That's not the point. My point is, it's protocol. And we could sit up here and be mad at him. Listen, just before you try to chop me down, We can be mad at him all we want, but honestly, what were you expecting him to say? He's already spoke, whether we've seen the video or whether we witnessed it or not, he has said on a couple of occasions, he spoke out against it. He's spoken out against, his awareness of how the police, treat people of color. And granted, he's never actually, to my knowledge, come out and said anything negative towards police officers. When he speaks in those terms, he has to speak real generic and real careful not to cross lines or ruffle the feathers of the boys in blue. I realize that. But that's the end of the day. What are we expecting?
We have a problem when it comes to the black folks saying, these guys are cowards. All I'm saying is condemn the officers. I don't care. Condemn the officers. Look, that shooting was the worst.
Put it this way. Even if he would have condemned officers 8 years ago when whoever was killed when he first became into office, regardless if he did it, when he would have done it, remember, just like with the military, these dudes got to have his, they have to protect him. And yeah, that's the last thing you want is for him to go against either the police or the military, and then all of a sudden something happens and I finish.
No.
Okay,
no. Cops ain't defending him. If cops was defending him, he'd been dead a long time ago.
I'm just gonna put it like this. You expecting something to happen that's never going to, at least in the last, and he's got like 6 months left as of yesterday of his presidency. Regardless if this happened a year ago or 2 years ago, you and other people who feel that way just need to understand one thing. That's never going to happen for this president to come out and say that. It's just, serious. It's just wasted energy.
But it ain't even, you ain't even running for nothing no more. You could say it. You could throw a bone once. I mean, you would make black folks feel a little better if you say,
we don't know that. We don't know that for sure.
Oh, man.
We don't know, because put it this way. If that's the case, why every eligible person of color, black folks in this case, if that's the case, every eligible person of color in both elections would have voted for him, and that didn't happen. So apparently there are some out there that don't really like him, don't like his politics or whatever. So we can't say, at least do this for the people or whatever. No, because not everybody liked him anyway.
That is relevant to the argument.
But how is it irrelevant?
Because the point is, He's not the president of Black America, but he technically is. Black folks look to this dude for anything.
Okay, but we do, but at the same time, just like everything else that basically affects us, we can't expect this dude, no matter how much he has done, good or bad.
Okay.
We cannot expect him to, when we expect something like this to happen, like we just automatically assume that he's going to come out and say something, and he doesn't say, why are we even expecting that?
Right. I'm expecting it because
why?
He can say something. Because he can. He could say something now. Look, all I'm saying is, and this is my anger, and it's the anger of all the people in the streets now, because it's like, you're siding with these cats. Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, everybody say it's unfortunate that they're killing cops who had nothing to do with it. You know, if they would have shot the cops that done the shootings, it's like, hey, an eye for an eye. Hands is washed, walking away. But they killed folks who had nothing to do with it. Don't have no history of killing folks, whatnot. I mean, I'm like, that didn't make sense.
I'm gonna take this in another direction, and we can go into a different topic altogether. At the same rate, the same way you feel that he should have said something.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna say it like it is. And I follow this man. You know, I'm one on his Facebook page, and I follow his website. I ain't seen Farrakhan say nothing yet.
Oh, Farrakhan has said 1,000 things.
Nope, he ain't saying nothing about this shooting. Nope.
Which shooting?
This one.
There's been a bunch of this one. Yeah, he hasn't said anything about this.
Okay, but
my point is this.
Regardless if it's Obama or whoever, he's the president. He's the leader of the free world, most powerful man in the country.
Farrakhan is no better.
Right. So, and I understand what you're saying. Trust me, I understand what you're saying. I get it. But my whole point is this. Why are we even putting faith or, like, putting high expectancies on these politicians or, especially the president, when we know that it's not going to happen?
No, I'm not putting faith in him. I'm just saying.
Well, you're expecting something that's just not going to happen.
I'm not expecting. I'm saying, I'm making a point blank statement. If you can come out and talk about how disgusting the people are, the cowardly that they are, to shoot innocent cops. I'm just saying, you can craft it, because cowardly and we got your backs, cops. Hey, to the normal American citizen who voted for your ass, they should reasonably have a feeling to be having their back taken. Like, hey, these cops who take the law into their hand and abuse their powers, we do not stand for them, and they do not stand for the law and good policemen. That should be said. It's not going to be said. I know that. But my point is, I'm saying it because fuck that. It has to be said. That's it.
Well, yeah, it's not a point of whether it has to be said, but the point is what you're actually saying, what you didn't say verbatim is, why hasn't this man come out and said that instead of what he did say? And all
right.
I'm saying is, he gave the standard generic presidential response. That's all he did. Because people of color, meaning us black folk, a lot of us we're all up in arms and all pissed off because he's black. You know, you would think, okay, people just like you are out here getting slaughtered by the boys in blue. Why aren't you a little bit more upset? Why? And I'm not going to lie, I don't have an answer for that. But I do know that the reason why it comes out the way it comes out is because it's protocol. That's just the way it is.
It's protocol. We're going to move on. The NAACP, who I guess they're getting ready for the Democratic Convention, and they're supposedly considering their role alongside the Black Lives Matter movement.
They waited too long. But anyway, go ahead.
Right. I mean, it's funny to me because I'm like, but damn, shouldn't the NAACP be about Black Lives Matters also? I mean, what is there to ponder a role alongside, like,
they've always done things, like, if you're talking about the legal division, always handles certain cases and bringing a standard, when certain situations come up. Now, something like this, in my opinion, it reminds them too much of the 60s. And you got to remember, the NAACP, they're one of those, they're an organization that civil rights organization. But you also got to remember, an organization that big is tied to a lot of corporate sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Cooning.
Huh?
They're the oldest.
I'm not going to say cooning. I'm just going to say they're tied to money. It's tied to money. I don't care even if they are out there, when things went down in Baltimore and all these things. It's just tied to money. And they're more, I personally think they're more concerned about losing that money that they get to help them run the organization, more than they are concerned about, justice.
Not that
they don't do good things for the community and all that, but it's tied to money.
In normal everyday life, we call that cooning.
It's not necessarily cooning because I understand you're going to hear, I know you're about to, what do you mean? I'm just saying, it's not, cooning is more so when you're like, yes, sir, boss. Yes, when you tap dancing for the white man.
Dancing is, I don't want to attack this because you pay me, boss.
But it's not,
your definition, isn't that what we're saying?
Somewhat. It's not 100% cooning. It's just, no, because there are factions of the NAACP that.
99% cooning.
You say it. I'm not going to say it because I don't see it as 100% cooning. And if any of the listeners out there agree or disagree, call in. For argument's sake, all I'm going to say is this. It's tied to money. It's just tied to money.
Yeah, of course
it's
tied to money.
And then you also got to look at it just like back in the 60s when Martin Luther King was marching and doing his thing. You got to remember, the student nonviolent SNCC. It was in the movie. You know, they depicted in the movie how the young black college students who were already in certain cities laying the groundwork and, you know, doing the voter registration, how they had issues with the SCLC, you know, Southern Leader Christian Conference, because they would just come in and kind of take credit for all that. It's the same
right.
thing going on nowadays. You got these
hey,
young
right.
brothers and sisters out here,
Black,
Black Lives Movement people, doing their thing.
NAACP shows up. Hey,
we
like Black Lives too.
Whatever. Yeah. So I mean, and you know what? It hasn't gotten to the point of infighting, meaning, you know, Black BLM against NAACP. It hasn't gotten to that point, but I can guarantee you, the powers that be, you know, whoever they are, they're sitting back once again, just watching all this, laughing.
Because by design,
they got us divided instead. That you know, they're dividing us, and they don't even have to do anything.
Right. Well, I don't think your normal everyday person growing up nowadays even knows what the NAACP is. We're going to go on break here. This is David Banner, 1967.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
See, all I care to be is what Jack said I was, so I don't give a beat about no buzz. I am about freedom. I never mind a chicken to the club. I will live and die for the cause just because. If I don't, I wonder who will. Y'all place value on your wheels and your automobiles, but never acknowledge your children's diminishing skills, but that they continue to feel all the prisons they build. My life is all God gave me guilt. I wanted to be free, but you would really rather I chill. While the blood and the slaughter is water and killing fields, she's jabbing and shucking, she's tripping and sucking for the bills. All for the love, for the bread, she's dope. Sell pills, we blow, let pistols go. Got coke from the congregate, crack to the pope, and the government responds to it just say no. I'm freedom fighting for the love, you selling out on the low. And a man ain't fit to live without something he died for. I'm in the trunk with this rifle like I'm Lee Malvo. Y'all want a sailboat? Well, I'm Skip Rambo. George the Cambo, white tees and Elmo. Put your freedom in the kick snare and the sailboat. I'm Rambo, put the freedom in the kick snare and the sailboat.
Fuck it, then I'm sad, don't have no ammo. No spook, I don't think I'll kick in your front door. Malcolm with a K or Mega with four foes. Terror bodies ever, but we don't know what we fighting for. Five and the six, we bang on the wrong thing. The fight against the people that came and names changed. Transatlantic trips that lit their body pain. Came from the tree, that's who the shit was key. You won't fight against the system, but you're worried about me. And who I won't sign. But you gon' find and gon' put it in the tip and embed it in your mind. And all up in your spine. Cause better be black, I'm bitchin' because that bitch too fly. I will give you the answer, but we running out of time. And I'm trying to feel fine.
I ain't lying.
See, they don't want to listen so loud what I gotta be. Cause my people are proud of the poverty. They got their son shooting guns over dollar bills. He getting money, snow a Sunday, but his daughter still read at a first grade level. And she 11 years old with her nose held high to the sky. Cause she got her first purse made. Yes, on her birthday, she was singing birthday. Sex blessing. Getting right over with showing in plain sight. Looking the other way, but knowing it ain't right. Like over 50 shots. Shine bell gone or a flashbang thrown in a little girl's home. Ayanna Jones, oh, Ayanna Jones. One shot to the dome, she was 7 years old. It's a shame. Imagine being daddy one day to put in your baby girl in the grave. Things need to change. This ain't a game. If you playing to the man, you be slaving to the day you laying face up in the casket. With credit card sharks still lasting if they can put your name on some plastic. Man, there's a war going on outside. No one is safe from. Heavy as the dark spark. I'ma create one, cause a little light might be enough to make some strength from the ways of the slave. The pain or the hunger is enough to make a sane man put it to your brain, put the money in a chain. And I don't really blame him, cause if you're in a gang, put your money in a thing, you resemble a flame. A lot of people saying that I'm preaching to the death, make it a shipwreck. I'm going to the rep, won't come out of nigga's chest. They in it I'm in it cause I wanna be remembered as fat Luke Rising.
Together you got the smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was David Banner, 1967. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Holla at your boys. We'll holla back. Oh, speaking of hollering back, you know, there's a lot of stuff that that goes on in the world, and I know a lot of folks. I believe you said, Mr. J, distraction. We talked about Pokemon Go, and everything in the news is about just one certain thing, and stuff that goes on outside of this country. A lot of stuff gets no shine, and I mean that's where a lot
No shine got, you know, unless you are tuned into some of the lesser known websites or maybe some of the, you know, bloggers of color, you wouldn't even have known that since this whole situation with all these brothers losing their lives and, you know, becoming national attention, nobody even, you know, there's little being made mention of the fact that, like, down in the South, you know, more so in the South than up here, or like in the Midwest, a lot of black folks are taking their money out of white-owned banks and putting it back in black-owned banks. Now, mind you, there ain't that many of these black-owned banks left. You have to go to, like, Black Enterprise and put, you know, Google Black Enterprise and or Google black-owned banks, and it'll give you a list. I think there's like maybe 35 in the country, and most of them are located in the South. You know, it's a few up here north, you know, in the north, but most of them in the South. You know, a couple out west, I know there's one in L.A. But my point is, there's nothing being made mention of that in the news. Hell, Atlanta, one of the banks in Atlanta saw their membership, you know, the membership increase 8,000 people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I know that you were going to, you know, talk about something else, but I just felt that needed to be mentioned.
That was kind of one of the points that I was talking about. I mean, because these things are happening, and it's not in the news because they don't want you to know that.
It's not in their news.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not in the news because you can go on TV and all they're doing is they're showing all these cop killings. And that's it. That's all that's in the news.
Wake up, people. Wake up, people. That's all I'm saying. Wake up, black folk. Wake up, brown folk. Wake up, yellow folk. You know, wake up, olive green folk. Y'all all need to wake the hell up.
I mean, because
there's a lot of shit going on out here.
Right. It was one of those things because, as I talked about a couple weeks ago, the food recalls, when we're talking about 100,000 pieces of food that had to be recalled because it was no good. That I was looking for that in the mainstream news.
There's so many recalls on food, whether it's in a jar or a can or fresh, you know, like fresh produce or meat. It happens so often that I guess, you know, major media just gets tired of reporting on it. Because, I mean, I know what you're talking about, but I'm just saying that's, you know, that gets about a 2-minute blurb here or there. You know, and they may talk about it in one news cycle, and then after that you don't hear about it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, for another example, there's a person, an outspoken clergy abuse advocate that was found hung. I mean, I don't think people know that there were a couple of times where it went to the Supreme Court where they were trying to rule that you could the statute of limitations can be taken away for rape molestation, and of course the Catholic Church and other churches, they are not for that because we know that they are the purveyors of rape and molestation, where they don't even fire the priest. They just
move to a different a different area of the country, a different diocese or whatever they call that.
Right.
You know, or they just like kind of put them into forced retirement. But you know,
well,
I mean, well, especially when you're talking about the Catholic Church, all that revolves around money. You know,
right?
It's the church is probably, if you had to look at it, if you consider it a corporation, it is the largest. Yeah, the largest landowner in the country.
Right.
Aside from the
government,
they're probably one of the biggest companies in the world.
Well,
the
Vatican is its own country.
Exactly.
I mean,
don't have is their own money. You know, literally, they printed their own money. But if if they chose to do that, game over.
Because they purvey in all money.
Yeah. But if they chose to make their money the official currency, I'm guaranteeing you it would affect world economies handover. You know, it would affect everybody.
Wait a minute,
another thing, just to jump off of that for a minute, another thing that's not being talked about, Robert Mugabe, the Kenya or Nigerian president or whatever, it's not even being talked about how he is kicking all the, the oil companies, the diamond companies, one of the two, he's kicking them out of the country. We kind of talked about it the other night. But see, these are things that never get reported. Even on CNN, it doesn't get reported. I think something about it on BBC or NPR, but, you know.
Right. Well, you know, speaking of that, in Mali, there was an attack, a quote-unquote terrorist attack, where 35 were wounded and 17 were killed. But they say they do not know who was responsible, but terrorists attacking their positions in Mali. Now, mind you, for those of you who don't, Mali is not a rich country unless you talk about who possesses it. Mali is like Afghanistan. Mali is rich in gold, in silver, in nickel.
So you probably got one of them families like the Rothschilds or something trying to get in there and own that shit. You know,
right.
And the country fought back, and this is what happens.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. It's like terrorist attack. Why would the terrorists attack Mali? Mali is not a Christian nation, for one.
Muslim. Yeah, they're Muslim.
Right.
The majority of the people there are Muslim, so yeah.
So there's no reason for terrorists to be attacking Mali. Now, of course, it was funny to hear them say they don't know who's responsible. Because when they say they don't know who's responsible,
they know who's. I mean, but it could. But then again, the reality is it could be any number of usual suspects.
Well, the usual suspects, they're all on the same team.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, you know, if you had to pinpoint it to one, you know, one out of that group, they wouldn't even know which one it was, you know, because they all have the same interest in trying to get that gold and that silver and whatever other mineral they can pull out of that country.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Well, that's not enough?
No, I mean, you know, we could probably, I mean, if the show is longer, I could pull up a couple other things going on, you know.
I did want to talk about there was a and it was funny to me. There's a Australian scientist who
here
gives
we go again.
Feel about these.
Yeah, I know you went on one of them weird websites. Go ahead.
No. Their study is confirming that reality doesn't exist if we don't look at it or measure it.
You need to stay off the internet. That's all I'm gonna say. Just stay off the internet because you really. You really have too much time on your hands because you find some of the most obscure.
Well,
dare I say obscure?
I bring it up, right.
Newsworthy.
I have a point. I have a point with this.
Here we go.
Because we say if reality doesn't exist, if we don't look at it or measure it, so technically, because they confirmed it, if we don't look at the reality that we're in, it wouldn't exist. It would cease to exist. So it would seem to me we need to pass this on to all black folks and say, hey, this reality is wrong. It doesn't exist. And here's the real
one. No, see that? That's what they want us to believe, that the shit don't exist. Racism don't exist. Them killing us don't exist. That's what they want us to believe.
Yeah. Hold on. Man, look, we can just forget about it. Freedom.
Okay.
Freedom for all that exists, right? Freedom for all. No?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, I tried.
Well, you know, I mean, I give you points for trying, but no.
Any points for trying? Okay.
No.
All
right. No, there's too much going on here. We are literally, it's bad enough we got a lot of walking deads out here, but we are literally being shot into extinction.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
you know, we're literally. For every black or brown baby that's born into this country, I'm not even talking about the world, but into this country now, they're all walking around, whether they're male, female, black or brown, they're all walking around with, you know, X marked the spots on them. You know,
right.
They all got X's on them.
Right, and that's what's disconcerting, because it used to be you could say, all right, if you don't do this, you don't do that, and you walk on the right side of the world, you'll be all right. It used to be, you know, it's like, oh, don't hang with them because you can get in trouble. Now, it doesn't even matter. You're laying on the ground with your hands up. Don't shoot me. You get shot. You quote the law. You don't pull out a gun. You get shot and killed. You sell bootleg DVDs. You get killed. You eat Skittles. You
sell
get
cigarettes.
Killed.
You kill. Walking down the street alone, you get killed.
Driving
in a car with a busted taillight, you get killed. Not signaling when you're changing lanes, you get killed.
No, hold on.
Not answering a cop correctly or answering a cop in the wrong tone of voice, you get killed.
Well, no, because remember, that wasn't about a broken taillight. That's because he had a wide nose.
He had a wide nose.
Got killed. No.
Well.
I just want to make
but
that.
But he pulled them over for a broken taillight.
Right.
But my point is.
The video came out. The audio came out. He pulled him over because he looked like a wide-nosed person who may have broken into a home. That was what his words.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, and don't break down in a neighborhood you don't live in and go seek help because you'll get killed.
Oh, yes. That is.
Now, I just need to say this before, because I know we only have a few seconds left or a few minutes. For all our listeners, black, white, whatever, yeah, we get on here and we talk a lot of racial stuff. And don't get it twisted. I don't hate anybody that is not of the same hue that I am. I don't hate anybody. But I just need you people to understand, you folks, you know, that listen in, that this shit is real. We may joke a lot of times. We may talk about certain things that are uncomfortable.
Right.
Well, good.
We need to. This is real. And on that note, for Mr. J, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production, and we out. Peace.
See you Tuesday.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands up.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Smooth.